Not too much.
You see the cheesy grin on my face? I'm trying to smile. I'm trying to be happy. I'm trying to be ecstatic up in here. Happy Meal smells so, so delicious. And don't forget, you will need something to wash that down with later on. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Lord help me. Lord help me. All right, let's get into it because I'm really hungry.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making those stupid calls. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hey, everybody. Good evening. Good evening. Whoa. For me, it's evening. Because I'm a night owl. What's up, folks? This is Carlito, the host of Madhouse Radio and the proprietor of the station machine. And I will be doing prank calls here for a little bit. I'll be doing them prank calls for a little bit. Yeah. Hope you're all having a great day so far. A beautiful Tuesday morning, September 10th, the day before Patriots Day. Yeah. Celebrating 1 year of the attack on the embassy in Benghazi. Yeah. Happy Benghazi Day. Wow, that's fucked up what I just said, eh? Anyway. Well, hope you're all are filtering into the chat room and to the various methods of tuning into the Madhouse Radio Show. I have planned. I've been planning. Well, first of all, I've got our normal target city here. You know, I pick a city on the East Coast that I concentrate on for every show. That's what I've been doing the last few weeks. And I've got a new city here in the state of... Where is this? This is in Georgia. We're hitting Georgia up again. We had such a great time with Savannah, Georgia, that I decided we'd hit up another medium-sized town in that state. We've got various churches and restaurants. There's even a college campus here we can call. Have some fun with that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, for some reason, right now, I'm having trouble with my audio player that I use for playing, like, sound effects and stuff, which sucks, because I actually also planned out, well, I get lost on YouTube sometimes, okay? Same thing happens with Wikipedia. I'll be on Wikipedia, and I go from one thing to the other to the other. Next thing you know, it's like a rabbit hole, and you're like, whoa, I'm Alice in the rabbit hole, and I'm smoking, you know, heroin with that caterpillar dude on the mushroom. Remember that part of that movie? That was crazy. Or the book. Anyway, I think I've got my audio problem fixed there. On YouTube, and somehow I stumbled on this guy who does reviews of fast food. Very funny African American gentleman. He does these crazy. I think his name is Damn, DAYUM Drops. If you go to YouTube and search for Damn Drops, he's got the lowdown. He reviews everything on the fast food menu. He knows when Burger King gets a new. I guess they have a French fry burger now. That's only 99 cents. It's basically the little normal hamburger that they got, and they put like 3 or 4 French fries on it. He gave it like a 0 out of 10. He said it sucked. Anyway, I saw a related video to that guy, and it was an overweight man who was eating a McDonald's big breakfast platter and complaining about it the whole way through. And I started listening to it, and I said, man, it'd be funny to chop this audio up and play it back to, like, a McDonald's and just say, like, yeah, my buddy, he just, you know, went there and tried to get some, he got some breakfast, and he says it's horrible. He's really pissed off. And so I did that. I spent quite a bit of time chopping all this audio out. Here's an example.
I can tell you right now, the biscuit's the best part of this breakfast. The biscuit is actually very buttery.
Yeah, he goes, he's got this whole breakdown of eating it, it's disgusting.
So overall, how do I rate this breakfast? Oh boy. bland eggs, although they do not have the nasty aftertaste that the Burger King eggs had. So that is a plus. Revoltingly fatty sausage and hash browns, although the same can be said about Burger King.
Okay, so that's more of it. So anyway, I cut up quite a bit of this audio, and I want to go ahead and look for a McDonald's here that I can give a call at some point during the show. I guess I should do it early as I can, because right now it's fucking breakfast is over. It's 11:18. Let me do it in Texas then. Hang on, let's look up a Texas fucking McDonald's. Speaking of Texas, if anybody gives a shit, Big Ken and I both, we played each other in fantasy football, and we ended up tying 190 points each. For all the shit that we talked about for the last 2 weeks about playing each other, we ended in a tie. It's bullshit. Anyway, okay, so here we go. Here is a McDonald's. They should still be serving breakfast here in the Central Standard Time Zone. So we should be able to get away with this. Let me pull that up. Big Matt. Let me call Matty. Laugh Track Matt Hillick. Hitting me up, wanted to join us here today. Let's see what he's drinking. Hey, boy.
Hey.
Hey.
Let me turn off the show.
All right. How many drinks you had today so far, buddy?
Nothing, man.
I'm kidding.
Stone sober.
Good, good. What's up? Good.
My brain's been going weird. I watched a really cool, trippy movie.
Yeah?
Thinking about fractals, and if shit's really real, or I'm living in memories, I'm really huffing on the bathroom floor when I'm like 15.
Dude, you want to see some cool shit? Look at YouTube videos that explain the fourth dimension and the fifth dimension.
Yeah, dude, I watched one about the singularity that got me all weird yesterday.
It's so awesome, and that shit like fucking wow, man. That's fucking deep, man. Yeah.
And I was like, I was just fucking talking to Evie. Like, where the fuck can I get some DMT earlier? Was this all a message?
Wow. Hey, do you know who that, he's in a bunch of videos and TV shows, like on the science TV channels on cable. That Japanese dude with the white hair.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Like, I don't know his name offhand.
He's cool as fuck. Yeah. I forgot that guy. I don't know that guy's name. That guy is so fucking awesome. I love to be able to chill out, like have a beer with him, man. Just
pick
his
brain.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if you caught, but I took this YouTube guy who was giving a poor review of a McDonald's breakfast platter while he was eating it. I chopped up his audio. I'm going to try to call a McDonald's and play it just to be annoying. It took me a little while to chop this audio up. Yeah. So let's see if my wasted time from two nights ago was worth it or not.
Rock on.
Yeah. Michio Kaku. MPSA Corporate knows who it is. Yep. Invalid phone number, bitch. I must have missed a digit there. Yeah,
you're
I did. I'm a digit. Oh, I hung up on Matt. Fuck. You there?
How does this Skype machine work?
I just hung up on you.
I know.
Stupid. Anyway, there we go. This should do it.
It is your first show, so.
Okay, I'm new here.
My Donald.
Yes, I don't know what happened, but my friend Eddie went there. He got breakfast, the big breakfast platter.
Okay.
And he's really upset. Did you have a problem? Did anybody else complaining?
What was supposed to be the problem, sir?
Well, can I put him on real quick? Hang on. Eddie.
McDonald's.
The sausage and hash brown are absolutely disgusting. Soaked in, I mean, the flavor, absolutely. But I can even feel it burning my throat. There's so much grease in it. I actually feel it going down my throat right now from swallowing it. Oh, that is so bad.
The audio player keeps freezing. Could you hear that at all, man?
Yeah, I heard it.
Like, heard it perfect? Like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did she hang up? Man, what a bitch.
Because you're talking about grease going down your throat.
I can feel the grease going down.
I can actually feel the grease. No shit. You ate a fucking breakfast platter in Dubs. Remember when they used to come in the styrofoam plate?
Oh, God, yeah. That's they come in the styrofoam still.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, they still come in a styrofoam, yeah.
Like platter, such a weird fucking breakfast. It's like jail food, looking yeah. little pile of eggs and shit.
You just slip it in between that little bar. Yeah. Here you go. Slip you that and some sugar water.
And now sit with a table of old men and drink coffee all day.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, playing dominoes and shit. Yeah, dominoes is man. I haven't played a game of. You ever play Bones, man? You ever
no, I no? never played it.
Ah, it can get fun, man. Dominoes. You gotta check it out sometimes. If we ever hang out, we'll play dominoes.
Okay.
You. Yeah, we'll bet some money.
I'll probably try like one time and be like, all right, just drink beer.
Cool, man. Go ahead. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, Carl, you keep playing your fucking game.
Man. Yeah, fun, man.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, I play some old fight games with you or something.
Yeah. Okay. Here, let me see if I can call that McDonald's back. That's real rude.
Okay. Yeah. What she a was bitch. A cunt.
Should just ask for a manager. Managers won't hang up on you.
Ask for a man.
Yeah, a man. Yeah, was I just talking to you about my friend's complaint?
I'm sorry?
Was I just talking to you about my friend made a complaint?
I never heard the complaint. What was the complaint?
All right, I'm going to put him on the phone.
Okay, you can't tell me what the problem is?
I don't know. He ate it, not you. He's right here. Hang on.
And almost as if someone had blended the yolk and the white together. This really does taste like a real scrambled egg. Even though it looks disgusting, I'd say that's actually better than Burger King scrambled egg. It doesn't have a disgusting aftertaste.
she was like, don't even mention Burger King to me, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
It's great that guy did a review. I subscribed to one YouTube channel, this weird guy that reviews, like, fast food and shit. Yeah. And he's all super awkward with, like, wrapping paper behind him. He's like, welcome, welcome.
Wow. Wrapping
I got
paper.
The new Dorito taco.
Oh, shit. Wow. The black guy that I saw first, he's really into it. He was cool. Somehow I found this guy, and he was, like, real obese, and he's just sitting there. He's like, oh, I'd never eat this. I'm like, yeah, right, buddy. You're eating something, man.
Fatty eats too much.
Damn it. That Winamp keeps crashing on me. Fuck, man. I can't pause it or anything. Damn, son of a
That's
bitch.
Weird.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Normally, Microsoft makes such good products.
Yeah. Anyway, let me try to open it again. I'm going to call a different McDonald's if I can get the shit to work. That's pretty funny.
Jeez, gave you bed bugs, somebody said. That's great.
Oh, God. What's he saying? The He's like, yeah, McDonald's, what? The Burger King version is better or something?
Yeah. It's like they mixed the egg, the yolk in there. It looks disgusting, but it actually tastes great.
It tastes great, but yeah, it looks like they blended them, the egg yolk and the white together. Like, oh, no, not that. You mean it's like a egg
that's a scrambled egg, dumbass.
Dumb fuck. It's like they took the egg and they scrambled it together until it was like one color. Oh, they processed it. It's never heard of a scrambled egg. Stupid. Oh, man. I got a whole bunch of those. Nunu sending in a number for what? This woman who initiated a road rage incident like months ago in England. And Nunu wants me to call her again.
Okay.
Okay. Some kind of clothing store, I guess. Yeah, the way I got it set up now, I don't think you hear any music or anything, right? If I play music, you're not hearing it anymore.
Are you playing music right now?
Not at the moment, but when I was before, you probably couldn't hear it.
No.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure a new kind of load-balanced kind of approach to doing the show from my little studio here, so...
You said load. Load.
I said balance.
Your face is a balance.
McDonald's.
Hey, how are you, buddy? Hello?
Hello, may I help you?
Yeah, listen, my roommate went there, and he went to get breakfast for us. okay? And it's really, like, cold and it's bad. He's got a bunch of complaints about it. Can I put him on, please?
What is the complaint about it?
Hang on, here he is. Hey, Mike.
The immediate difference I can tell you in the eggs is that these McDonald's eggs taste very bland. And that might be a good thing, because if you remember, the Burger King eggs had a nasty aftertaste. They tasted like they had salt and sugar in them, but they had this really bad aftertaste. These don't have any aftertaste. They just taste like a normal, bland scrambled egg.
You see what I mean?
Okay, sir. What time do you order? What was your order?
It was about an hour ago. It was two big breakfasts.
With pancakes or no pancakes?
With pancakes.
Do you have your UBC number?
Hang on, let me see if Mike's got it. Mike, tell him. Does it start with a number or a letter?
Yes, sir.
The hash brown was inadvertently laying against the napkins in my bag. And when I pulled the napkins out of my bag, they were soaked. I mean, really just disgustingly soaked in grease. So now let's try the McDonald's pancakes and compare these with the Burger King. Because if you remember, the Burger King were really sweet. They almost tasted like a sweet, sweet muffin. I'm curious to see what the flavor of the McDonald's pancake is compared to the Burger King. Whoops.
Yeah, he's...
There we go.
You see, like, this stuff isn't as good as the Burger King stuff.
Let's see what that's like. Oh, boy.
All right, may I have your receipt time, please?
All right, hang on.
Probably has 100 chemicals in it to preserve it so that they could sell it as a breakfast. The only thing I have not tried at this point is the biscuit.
You finally hung up. He doesn't really react. This guy has, like, he's got such silly shit that he talks about. That's why I'm trying to do it. If I could get someone who understands.
I was hurting laughing.
If I could just get somebody to react to this like I want them to, it's going to be so fucking funny.
You don't want a foreign owner. Yeah. They're all like way too proper. Like, I worked very hard to get here from overseas.
What is it, a seat number? I'm just going to play the soundboard this time. That's it.
Good morning. Thank you for coming down.
So overall, how do I rate this breakfast? Oh, boy. Bland eggs, although they do not have the nasty aftertaste that the Burger King eggs had. So that is a plus. Revoltingly fatty sausage and hash browns, although the same can be said about Burger King.
Hello? Okay, he takes it so he's so into it, man. He's just like, oh man. The audio keeps fucking crashing. The media player, it sucks. I'm so pissed off, man. I can't.
And, like, stutters every now and again.
Yeah, and like right now, it's hosed right now. It's frozen. I'd have to reboot the laptop, and that's a pain in the ass to do in the middle of the show right now. So I'll just probably have to forget about it. But anyway, we had a little bit of fun with that.
It was fun.
Yeah, I'll try it another day, maybe in a different town. There will be so.
Does he review a bunch of food?
So far, the only one I found was the big breakfast one. But I can keep doing it. I'm sure there's tons of people reviewing. You know, I could probably get reviews on anything. Annoying reviews by douchebags about anything.
Yeah.
And just call Walmart or grocery stores with it. You know, just play it. Yeah. So if anyone finds any interesting ones on YouTube, send me a link at some point, you know, when you get a chance. Shoot me an email or a Facebook message.
Now you said shoot and load.
Yeah. And I'll load it here. Yeah. So what's your day like? What do you got going on? What'd you have? You have some oatmeal?
I did have some oatmeal out of the cactus bowl.
Nice.
Awesome. That I made in rehab myself.
Nice. Was it out of clay? Did you have a kiln and all that?
No, It was. I just painted it, really.
Oh, okay.
And then they did bake it in a kiln. Like,
is it glazed? Does it got that glaze? Nice. Sweet.
It's fucking awesome. It's orange and it's black on the inside with like the black dripping out. It's fucking great.
All right. Now I got it to work. I'm going to try one last one here. Okay. I hope this isn't boring, people. This one's a let me do a Nashville. Probably not as high of a chance of an ethnic answering here.
Yeah, there might be, though.
Just a guess. Yeah, you know, they're everywhere. They really are everywhere these days, and that's good. It's a good thing. We're not complaining about that.
That's what the Statue of Liberty said.
That's what my lawyer said.
Yeah.
They told me to say that since the last incident.
Say it and be sincere about it, fucker.
Yeah. Oh, man, we're less than an hour and a half away from the big Apple announcement. I'd like to call Apple stores during that and fuck with them in the middle of their Apple announcement. I thought I could call in and say, Tim Cook just said right now $50 iPhones. I want to get one. He said starting right immediately.
Jeez.
Fucking answer. Let me ask you a question. Did Brad, during the 90s, let's say like in 96 or 97, do you know if there's audio of Brad changing the answering machine on a McDonald's? Changing the message on a McDonald's answering machine? Back when, I don't know if you remember, like McDonald's would release a Beanie Baby every year.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like the first one they did, I guess people kept calling, like, do you have the Beanie Baby? And someone changed the answer machine on this one. Was like, you've reached McDonald's. If you're calling about the Beanie Babies, you can go fuck yourself. And I hadn't thought of that since I'd heard the news story on the radio back like when I was in high school still.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started thinking about it the other day. It came into my head. I said, you know what? That's something Brad would do. I wonder if he did that back then. Or maybe he knows who did that. It was freaking hilarious. They played it on the radio, but they bleeped out the you can go fuck yourself. What I heard. I was like, oh my God. It was awesome. Yeah.
God bless.
God bless it. Man, what's wrong with this town?
Yeah, right?
This fucking Nashville fucks. Don't fucking answer the fucking phone, fuck. All right. But it's keeping me from playing music, which is good, so we don't get flagged by YouTube. That's a good thing.
I hate flags.
God. Fuck your flag. Fucking Puerto Ricans with your flags.
All proud.
Yeah. Do they do that in Chicago?
Probably. I don't know. I don't go to it.
Pancakes, which are extremely bland, but a biscuit that's actually buttery and tasty.
Yeah, if I could get a McDonald's answer, that'd be great.
And when they do answer, it's so noisy.
I've called four in a row that don't answer in different parts. Oh, man. Okay, so I don't know. Kansas City? This is going way out. Kansas City, which is in Missouri, which makes no sense. Is it like near Kansas?
I went to Kansas City, Kansas one time. Had to pick up a work van there.
Oh.
I flew there on the anniversary of 9/11.
The 1 year anniversary?
Yeah.
Oh, great. That's not nerve wracking at all.
It was it was great. The airport was empty. The plane was empty.
Sweet.
But then flew across country to pick up a white unmarked van.
That's not suspicious at all.
Yeah. And I had to talk to a lady and rent me a hotel room with cash. I'm like, all I got's cash. I didn't have credit card and shit. Borrowed some money, so I'm paying my way home on cash.
Wow. Great. And you're waiving the insurance and everything.
Yeah.
I waive all coverage.
Just give me a room.
McDonald's.
Pancakes, which are extremely bland, but a biscuit that's actually buttery and tasty.
Man, nobody cares for this anymore.
I think it's funny. Yeah. So fucking laugh my ass off when he does that cough. It's like, extremely bland. Yeah. We should call him.
Yeah, if we could find his number. Yeah.
I'm sure somebody could track down his number.
Yeah, I'll try to find the video and post it so people can work on that. I got a bookmark from 2 days ago. You understand, I had to listen to that guy's voice over and over again as I did that. And it was like 4 a.m, and my wife was like, "Will you fucking turn that off? Stop." Just sitting there playing that fucking shit.
Laughing.
Yeah. Oh, man. I kept giggling and thinking about calling McDonald's, but...
It's not as funny in practice as it was at 4 a.m.
Yeah. I knew that's how it was going to go down. I knew it. Okay. Moving right along. Jose's giving a shout out to Matt. There you go. Your boy, Jose, saying what's up, Matt.
Hey.
Hey, Hosey.
Josie.
And Cholo.
He likes to try to do the ends camera work when you talk to him on Skype.
Yeah.
Always laying down with the camera staring at him.
Oh my god. That fucking gerbil of his, like, what the fuck?
No, I didn't know he had a gerbil.
Yeah, he's got a gerbil or something. Doesn't he have that in his avatar? It's like a gerbil or some shit.
I don't know.
He puts it up his ass.
Yeah, of course. Why else would you have a gerbil?
Yeah. For fun? What's the fun in having a gerbil? They're worse than a cat. Okay. Here's someone who's selling what we got. Beautiful dun buckskin overall mare. Oh, a horse. Oh, good. A horse for sale. Has great ground manners. I don't know what that is.
Horse machine.
The hell is a ground manners? Rode English and Western. Has been jumped up to 3 foot. This is a weird shit they talk about. Loves to tail ride even alone.
I like to tail ride even alone too.
Big motor, so best suited to confident rider. Big motor.
Machine.
God, excellent potential for cross-country jumper trials, barrels, or poles. They're really into the verbiage.
Wow. And there's no phone number. Oh, well.
I got it here. If I can get my mouse to behave. Come on, mouse. There we go.
It's got jealous about you talking about the gerbil.
Yeah.
I like the part of the show, the phones ring a bunch.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
I love that sound, man. Yeah. Dig that funky sound.
Did it stop ringing or jam?
I hung up.
No voicemail, no anything.
Nothing. There. Fuck it. It's just going, ringing and ringing and ringing.
They're out. Tail fucking riding the horse.
Tail ride all day, man.
It's got a big motor.
It's kind of, how do you say that, a horse? That's got to be a horse machine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, it would have been good. They should have picked up.
Oh, well. I'm looking for my hotels that I had here. Where the fuck did they go? I was centered in perfectly on the city. Shit. Well, there's a cemetery. Oh, shit. I lost myself. I had a nice little section of town in front of me on the Google Maps. All right, well, here is the East Friendship Baptist Church. I like talking to churches. It's always a really stuck-up woman who never doesn't want to say God bless you back to me.
Praise the Jay. Every day.
Every day.
Who the fuck works at a church? Fucking scammers.
Oh, you don't work at a church.
No.
You just gossip all day. Do a little bit of paperwork for tax, you know. Yeah. Tax evasion paperwork.
Right.
Yeah, it's another one of those shows.
I'm still laughing. I got nothing else to do. I'm a crippled shut-in.
Oh, man. See, it hit you like me. Like, you know, I was just fine. Never been in the hospital before, and I had one problem, and it became an escalating fucking thing, man. I hear you.
Yeah, I broke my leg, and I haven't walked since March.
Yeah. I spent a whole year before I drove again and all that shit. Man, it sucked. And I had my issues.
Yeah.
Back in 2011.
Creepy nerve shit. My legs are all twitchy. If I put them in the right position, they just start like spasming.
Wow. Do they have you on Neurontin or something like that?
I'm going to start doing shots sometimes. Okay. But they gave me some kind of like antispasmatic. I take like 3 times a day. So I guess it'd be real bad without that.
Yeah, man. Stick to that.
They sure. didn't give me, the shrink didn't give me as much Ativan as I wanted.
You wanted more Ativan.
I went through 90 in less than 2 weeks. Flipped like 2 milligram ones.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Sorry, I'm distracted here on the side as I try to fix something once again. I'm into having trouble with this fucking machine, man.
Really the horse it. Machine's got a big motor.
I think it's got a big cock.
Yeah, I think that's slang for motor.
They got to answer, right? All right, let me try again. I got to talk about the horse with the big motor. I'm sorry, man. It's been, I'll even mix in McDonald's guy there. At the end of it for some weird reason. I'll have him give a review.
He can feel the grease shooting out of his throat.
It's disgusting. The biscuit's actually good. Yeah.
Fucking guy.
He just starts out, first of all, the best thing about this breakfast is the biscuit.
And here comes multiple complaints. I've got bullet points.
Oh, boy. Bland eggs, although they do not have the nasty aftertaste that the Burger King eggs had.
You can just play that shit all day. Be a great
it's,
show.
It's pretty nasty. It's pretty bland and flavorless, and for what it is, the only thing that's really tasty is the biscuit, so unfortunately it gets a 2. That's sad. I thought I really did think that the McDonald's was going to be better than Burger King, but it's not. It's actually worse.
Oh, man. What will we do? Yeah.
What's great? Fucking guy.
Bullshit. I really had hopes for this thing. It's only been out since I was like 5 years old. I don't know why he just decided to.
Out for before that, probably.
Where the fuck has he been all this time? Where was he fucking?
I was in the asylum.
Yeah, he was in Guam.
For being a fat guy.
Yeah. This is fucking Hawaii where they don't have the big breakfast.
Why not?
I don't know. I was just guessing something. He was just, he just happened to be, whoa, McDonald's has this big breakfast thing. Yeah.
Groundbreaking.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
This is horrible. The best, what you got, first of all, the eggs, you got to put salt and pepper on them. I'm not quoting the guy. I'm saying that's for real. Because it's completely, it does taste like shit. The eggs do. The sausage isn't that bad. He's just like completely like repulsed.
It's hard to repulse a fat guy.
He's like, oh, God. Oh. Oh.
I can tell you right now, the biscuit's the best part of this breakfast. The biscuit is actually very buttery.
Yeah, man.
It's got a lot of butter going
on. Got a lot of butter on the biscuit. All right. I just want to get one more to fucking react to that. Let me try Cleveland. Let's see what Cleveland, Ohio has for us. McDonald's.
We're at Cleveland today.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
I understand that was quite the happening town back in the day. Not anymore.
But. I've been to it. It's pretty depressing. I've been to it a bunch of times on a mega bus for like a couple bucks.
Wow. They make it look good on the Drew Carey show. It's like a happening place and shit.
Have you seen that hastily made tourism video that's like take off? That shit's so funny.
Cleveland rocks.
You might even see this guy.
There's a guy on a bike and it's like, this guy has 3 DUIs.
Yeah.
This is true. Ever since I saw that, whenever I see like, you know, white dudes with long hair driving, riding a bike downtown on the way to work, I'm like, yeah, that guy has like 3 DUIs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've known anytime you see a fucking old white guy on a bike. like, yeah. Yeah, there's alcoholism. More impressive.
The guy usually has a hat on, baseball hat, long hair in the back. He's probably bald on the top of the head. Yeah, probably smokes Marlboros.
No, GPCs or something.
Doral's. GPCs, hell yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah, how are you, honey? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, listen, my friend was going to tell you something, but his brain froze. He doesn't seem to be able to talk. He had a big complaint about the big breakfast. We had the big breakfast there this morning, and the sausage is completely greasy. I'm not even going to try cutting through this with a knife, you know?
Okay, who did your friend try to talk to? Because I just got here.
I don't know. What do you mean, who did it? The black girl there. You know the black girl?
You talked to the black manager?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
He said he was busy making a McFlurry with bananas.
We don't even have bananas here.
That's what I told him. Like, you guys don't have any bananas at all. He said he makes his own banana special.
Excuse me?
He said he makes his own banana McFlurry special there when no one's looking, he said. It's really early in the morning.
No, you got the wrong store.
No, I don't. This is on Avenue, right?
Yeah, but there's two on Avenue.
No, this is the one. I know the one I'm talking. Don't get uppity with me, please, okay?
Hold on a minute, okay?
Let me speak to the black man.
It's looking great. Where did she go to get them?
Banana McFlurry sounds like it'd be good, man.
Hi, this is Tia, the restaurant manager.
I was supposed to talk to a black man.
I'm sorry?
I was supposed to talk to a black manager.
Okay.
Well, you're not... It was a man.
This is very buttery. It's a delicious biscuit. In fact, I kind of want to go back and just eat that biscuit, and that's it.
Can I help you?
Yeah, the biscuit's really buttery. It tastes really good.
So that is horrible for you. Oh, all I could taste is like grease. Oh, it's disgusting. Let's actually take a bite of
the hash brown
as well.
Yeah, we're both eating this breakfast food that we got there, and it's disgusting. We can feel the grease going to back in our throats, going like to the back of our throat.
We've been eating something for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous how, you know, cold this got so fast. I don't understand.
Back up and I'll take care of you.
What are you going to do to take care of me, honey?
You know, almost as if someone had blended the yolk and the white together. This really does taste like a real scrambled egg. Even though it looks disgusting, I'd say that's actually better than Burger King scrambled egg, because it doesn't have a disgusting aftertaste.
You know what he means? You know what he's talking about?
I
What's with your phone? What's the problem? Do you have that noise where the little, you know, the
I'm hearing people talk and it's echoing back in my ear. I'm not understanding everything.
Can
that
you
you're
stop
saying.
Moving the stupid wire on the phone, because it's making a lot of noise? It sounds like
I'm not moving at all. I'm sitting actually.
Then who else? Who else is listening on the line? I command you to identify yourself.
I'm Kathy, the restaurant manager. Like to come back up here, I would be more than happy to take care of you.
All right, hey.
Bring up the receipt and I'll make sure that you're taken care of, okay?
You know who the black man manager is?
I don't have a black manager here.
Oh, do you know
a black man manager? I think that, what restaurant are you trying to call? What location?
McDonald's machine.
I'm sorry?
McDonald's machine.
We're an actual restaurant.
Yeah, that's exactly. This is the McDonald's restaurant machine.
Okay, go ahead and bring your receipt and your food, and we'll take care of you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Am I going to get, like, food back?
About the napkin. The hash
go
brown.
Go ahead and come up, and we'll take care of you.
I was inadvertently laying against the napkins in my bag, and when I pulled the napkins out of my bag, they were soaked. I mean, really just disgustingly soaked in grease. So
I think that's an exaggeration, Matt, what he's saying in that part. They were just soaked in grease, really.
I couldn't believe how good that was. Yeah. Just, why would she stay on the line, though?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, shit. My real phone's ringing. Hang on a sec.
All right. Your Obama phone. All right, guys. Let's keep looking here in the town of Cleveland. Let's see who we can call around over here. Zooming in close to where that McDonald's is that we just called. Here's a baking company called Schwiebel Baking. Sounds nice and Jewish or something. I got a website and everything. I think it's a bakery that does... I think it's a commercial bakery, it looks like. I don't think they have a storefront. Doesn't look to me like they have a storefront.
Hello?
Yes, yes.
It was somebody trying to give me a job.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm in a fucking wheelchair, man. Thanks, but I can't do shit.
Thanks, but no.
Yeah, I'm waiting on disability.
Making way much more money on disability doing less.
No, I won't. Yeah. I wish I will. Yeah, definitely do a whole fucking lot less.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And I was laughing and sweating when I picked up. I'm like, yeah, I love this, man.
That's awesome. All right.
Can I help you?
So, you guys got a lot of gluten there?
A lot of food?
A lot of gluten.
A lot of what?
A lot of gluten.
I don't know.
What do? Aren't you like a bread maker yourself? What do? You just answer the phone?
We sell the bread. We don't make it.
Oh, who makes the bread? Where's that at?
Solon, Youngstown, and Cuyahoga Falls.
Yeah, so you just sit there, you like sell the bread and...
Yep, this is just one of the thrift stores.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so how does that work? What do?
We like, sell the bread.
You sell it directly so I could buy cheaper from you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's really smart. Yeah, do you have everything else there? Do you have cold cuts?
No.
No? Do you have peanut butter?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is this Schwiebel's peanut butter?
No. I don't know what the brand is.
You're a stupid bitch.
What?
You're a stupid bitch.
Excuse me?
You're a stupid bitch.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
She was so nice to talk to you for so long when you're just crazy. What do you do? Sell the fucking bread? I don't know. She's like, yeah, they make it somewhere in Youngstown. Oh, shit, man.
I don't even know why I did that. It was boring. It wasn't going anywhere. It was going to be a boring ass call, so I was like, all right, well, let me just insult her.
Yeah. I thought it was funny just knowing that you're full of shit.
Hey, excuse me?
We do have peanut butter, oddly enough. You want to make some sandwiches in the parking lot? She got so butthurt over the bitch. Fucking hell, man.
Just should ask if she has butter. Hang on. See if she has hamburgers.
May help you.
Do you have hot dog buns?
Yes, we do.
All right. Now, you don't have the hot dogs, right?
No.
Can I show you how the hot dog goes in the bun? With my
penis. Who the hell is this?
With my penis. My penis. I'll show it to you. I'll put my in the bun. You take a picture.
Just come in and show us, okay?
Do you have long nails, like French manicured nails?
No. What do you have? No nails at all, because you ain't got no balls either. Goodbye.
That makes no fucking sense.
That was awesome. You were so pissed.
I have no nails because I have no balls. Yeah. Right.
The testosterone makes nails grow.
I guess. Is that what she's getting at? She must... It's like a freaking nurse or something.
Selling the bread and
she used to be a fucking endocrinologist before she started selling bread at the thrift store, so whatever.
That was her old career.
She was a phlebotomist.
Now she's selling hot dog buns.
She's selling hot dog buns. Who the hell is this? Oh, man.
They're going to be talking about this shit all day.
Oh,
and that fucking the nerve of that guy called
it. He called again.
We got to do something about this.
All right, here's an indoor mountain bike park. All right.
Oh, that should be fantastic.
You want to do this? You want to do an indoor mountain?
Maybe, sure.
All right, Ray. I'll
start laughing and ruin it.
All right. Ray's, they just, well, it says they open at noon.
They need to open now.
Yeah, they need to. They're open till 10. Ray's Indoor Mountain Bike Park. That sounds fucking stupid. Oh, man. Ray's 10-foot-long Olympic swimming pool.
Ray's voice fail. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Thank you for calling Ray's Indoor Bike Park in Cleveland, Ohio. Currently closed for the season.
Oh, if you shit. Have any-
what season? What season? It's fucking indoor.
Indoor mountain biking season.
It's too hot out. You're fucking indoors, you dumb fuck.
They were shutting down schools and shit because it was so hot yesterday, and they shut them down today. It's like 97 here.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
I'm
my
sweating. I took off my hat.
That was cool. My buddy Andy used to host a show with me back when we lived together in Florida.
Uh-huh.
He lives in Chicago and he's in Pittsburgh this week. So he gets. I didn't know that. I'm gonna have to talk to him about that. I guess he gets to miss out on the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's an AC guy. He's been unemployed for a long time, just like you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's in a union, so he's like getting.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They're hooking him up. He gets hooked up. He's on all the benefits he needs.
Yeah. Electrician union is good shit.
Yeah. He gets paid not to have to work and shit.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome. Go to the hall every now and again or some shit.
Yeah. It's better off than not to work.
Yeah. I went to the union hall and got drunk.
Awesome.
Who is this, him? What?
Hello.
What did they even say?
That was First Spanish Baptist Church, but they didn't answer.
What that game is gibberish.
That's all he said. He picked up the phone and he said, la 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 la.
and then he fucking made copies of the tape on itself to degrade the quality.
Yeah, and then he said the beep himself. Beep. La, 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 la. That's how he talks to women. That's how, you know, if you're Hispanic, man, that's...
The sexy talk. He gets the pussy all wet.
That's from Phil Henry. Phil, I can't take credit for coming up with that there. That's a Phil Henry radio show reference. He's got a Spanish character. He's like, and the women, you just go, because you just go, la, 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 la. Oh, man. Yeah.
That fucking's trying to give me jobs. I'm still laughing at that. I'm like, didn't he type the name in the internet? Stupid.
You should get telling them machines.
All right, welcome.
Hey boy, I'm calling about that job machine.
Job machine?
Yeah, you guys called Matt about a job machine.
I'm in a fucking wheelchair. I can't work in the job machine.
Yeah, Matt can't go down there to work because your job machine doesn't have enough room for him because he's in a wheelchair machine.
You got the wrong number. This is Giorgio's Pizzeria.
Yeah, listen, I was talking to that Italian idiot over there. You know what I'm talking about?
Italian idiot over here.
Yeah,
there's no Italian idiots over here.
Yeah, like you.
Yeah, fuck you, motherfucker.
He's stewing, staring at the phone.
Listen, motherfucker, I got your number. I'm going to call the police
right now.
Hey, you
got shit, tough guy.
I got your number. This is what I'm about. I got your number.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la. La, 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 la.
He said it angrily.
La, 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 la. Oh man. Alright, here's Little Caesar's Pizza. Right down the road. He's got a Little Caesar's Pizza catty cornered from him.
It's probably way better.
Yeah, probably. Because it's hot and ready, man. You just go in there, do $5 pizza.
Right.
You don't even have to wait. Yeah. And you want crazy bread, $1.
Yeah. Thank you for calling Little Caesars.
Listen, I was right across the street. You know that Giorgio's place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went over there, and he started talking to my wife, and he started saying la, 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 la. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said that he says that to the women.
Okay.
That he goes like that to women, la, 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 like that. And it makes them all excited. When I come in there, now you're a woman, I don't want you coming on to me and saying things, all right?
Right.
I don't want you coming on to me, like getting attracted to me because I wear like really good cologne.
Okay.
I wear Calvin Klein cologne, you know?
Right.
I got nice jeans. I wear Izod. I have Izod big and tall clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yep. I got a pair of Arizona jeans.
Okay.
Yeah. You like that?
What's the point?
When I come, should I wear my aviator glasses or just regular sunglasses?
I don't know. I don't care.
How you like your man looking? Aviators? Or how do you like? What do you like?
That's nothing to do with work, so.
Yeah? Yeah. Hey, I want to make an order.
Sure.
All right. I need 12 of your hot and ready pizzas.
Okay.
All right. Do you have 12 of them right now?
I can make them right now. They'll be about 5-7 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead and make them, and I'll call you back about it, all right?
What do you mean you'll call me back about it?
Well, I'm going to come in, and I'll buy them. But I'll, you know, go ahead and start them up. Fire them up for me, all right?
You want them all pepperoni?
Yeah.
And your name?
This is Cross.
All righty. It'll be ready in about 5-7 minutes.
All right, I'll call you, and I'm going to let you know something about it at that point, okay? It's a secret.
I think I'd rather wait for you to come
Please, I'm coming in. No, I can't. I have to go
on lunch because break. The last 2 days, we've had 2 people order 10 pizzas, and they didn't come in. So.
Oh, was that Brad?
Huh?
Did Brad do it?
I don't have no idea who did it.
It was probably Brad Carter.
Okay.
Yeah, you want his information?
No, thank you.
I can give you the where he's at and everything. I know who he was.
That's fine. If you want to come in and order, then you're more than welcome to. I'll be here.
If you look for Brad at notla.com, that's him.
All righty. Well, I have to go now, so you have a good day.
All right, bye, you little shit. All right, cool.
Well, that was fucking great. Why would she talk to you so? She was about to make 12 pizzas, dude. It's Brad.
It probably was Brad.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
She's like, as a matter of fact, yeah, he said his name was Brad.
I didn't know he said his name was Roy.
Yeah. Roy, that's right. Roy. What's his name? Roy, yeah.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity there. Ah, shit. All right. Here's Awning's Home Metal Supply. Yeah.
Metal?
Metal Supply.
That's... Metal. Rock and roll. Yeah. I want some metal, man. We're smoking bongs. We need metal. We like to rock out. Want to hear some Judas Priest or something? Some metal. No faggot shit. How do places stay in business? They don't pick up the fucking phone.
Nobody fucking picks up the phone.
Oh, metal.
Hey, the metal. How you doing, buddy?
All right, how you doing?
I need some metal to my house, like some Judas Priest or something. We're rocking out here. We need some metal. Go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're having a good fucking party over here. But we
got what can I do for you?
We need the metal, the heavy metal.
Yeah.
They're paying for these already. I'm giving them the.
All right.
Do you deliver it?
What's that?
Will you deliver it? Who was that in the background?
That was the girl that works here. What can I help you with?
You have big tits? Oh, sorry.
It's fine.
Sorry about that. That was
true. I don't got a plan for shit. Like fucking metal.
He's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. This is a girl, when you work in a metal place, you're very laid back.
Yeah. I was gonna ask if he had metal like Garth Brooks. That's gonna be stupid. Oh, you got Garth Brooks? Here's Sky Mobile. That's probably a place where, you know, you can get a nice cheap cell phone. Obama phone, prepaid, no credit check.
A burner.
A burner phone. I'm gonna ask him. I'm gonna ask him. Yo, you got the burner phone? That my friend said I need to get a burner phone. That is the best.
Pick up.
The place is called Sky Mobile. The Google image street view is an ice cream store.
Nice. Does it got somebody swinging a fucking an arrow saying this way to Sky?
It's behind here. Parking in back. Oh man, yeah, that is the kind. You know that place. You know the gold. What's with the gold places?
Yeah.
Haven't they wiped everybody out who's gonna fall for that scam? Why? How are those places still open?
They're running, sucking up for the electricity, God. Making more coal get burnt.
God, they're in a mall kiosk, and those mall kiosks are expensive as fuck. You know, I've seen them, and every mall's got the fucking. You know, we buy gold.
I can't think of the last time I've been in a mall.
You know, same, and I live like right really like next door to one almost. I could walk to the mall from here. The other day I went
to the mall, have a corn dog or something in the court.
Well, they got a good wing place in the one I go to, and
when did you last go there?
Like 2 months ago. I met my friend there. We had wings and beer, and then I was like, "All right, let's go to the mall." And you know, I got like a quarter of the way in. I was like, "Brent, man, I'm actually kind of bored. I don't want to walk through the mall. I'm over it." He's like, "Yeah, the mall ain't what it used to be." I'm like, "All right, man, see you later." It's just, I was like, you know, I think I looked at some shoes in Foot Locker, and I was like,
fuck this.
Yeah, they've been doing this since I was a teenager.
I used to go to the Mall of America when I worked in Minnesota. I'd go there and get hammered and ride the roller coaster and shit.
Wow.
With the teenage girl I was dating.
Is it true you can't see that whole mall in one day? Is that legitimate?
I don't know. It's really big. I was there all the time. The hotel was like right around there.
Wow. Is it two stories or is it bigger?
No, it's like fucking a bunch of stories, man. It's crazy big.
Wow. Yeah, like in Puerto Rico, there's this one mall. It's three stories, and the Sears is like four stories tall. You got a four-story tall Macy's. It's fucking insane. Here's the Spanish restaurant. Now, we all are really into – I was thinking about this morning before I started the show. We're really into doing these Bonchud calls. We call Indians and say the curse words.
Yeah, so, I know.
Since I know Spanish, I'm going to try the same thing, but in Spanish. I'm going to order something legit and then ask for whore and slut and bitch in Spanish.
Nice.
I wonder what their reaction will be.
Probably more angry. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well,
there you go. It's out of business. That's what they're
throw in the scarf. That's the end of that chapter.
Remember
when Homer Simpson did that? When he had the scarf and he would say, that's the end of that chapter.
No.
And he'd throw it because there was a guy on the TV show that had the same name as him and he used to wear a scarf. Oh. And when they close the case, he'd be like, that's the end of that chapter. And so he did it. So I used to always say, like, the end of a job or something, it's time to throw the scarf.
Throw the scarf away.
Well, he would know. He would, like, wrap himself in it. Like, that's the end of that chapter.
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll call the one in my town. There's one Spanish food place in the town I live in. So I'm going to – which means it's a really good place to live.
Yeah. Right.
It's really good.
Do you ever go there, drink some Negro Modelo,
Some
tamales?
I do go there. No, it's not Mexican food. It's Puerto Rican food, you know?
Oh.
Mexican you get anywhere. You can go to fucking Taco Bell. Get
that. Oh, yeah. You can get the Dorito taco.
Yeah.
I hear.
I can feel the grease going down my throat.
Telephone number 717.
Wow.
What a shit. I know they're open. They're probably real. They get really busy. That's probably what's going on.
Well, no. That was like some
thing. That's failing now completely.
The switch is sparking. The 5 is a switch. Blue switch. Somebody threw fucking metal shavings in it.
And I've called him.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I make an order, please?
One moment.
Okay, honey.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, you little monkey? What? I wanted to make an order.
How would you want?
Okay, one order of arroz con gandules.
Okay.
One tostanes.
Okay.
One puta.
One what?
P-U-T-A, Puta rice?
No, which one do I want?
One Maricon.
Okay, you want one Spanish rice, one yellow rice with the candula. You want tostone?
Yeah,
one. And the last one was that?
Maricon.
No, I don't know what's that.
It's my friend, he's Puerto Rican. He's from... It's Maricon. He said to order Maricon. It's like some kind of dessert, Maricon.
Oh, okay. We don't have right now. That's why. No, we don't have dessert right now, man.
One Cabron, C-A-B-R-O-N, Cabron.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One Mayerda, M-I-E-R-D-A, Mayerda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much is that one?
Yeah, you know one bit.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I was trying to make an order and that monkey isn't answering correctly.
What is it that you want?
One Maricon.
One what?
Maricon.
We don't have that. What are you talking about?
M-A-R-I-C-O-N, Maricon. I'm reading to you the order that the people gave me off the paper.
Okay.
One arroz con gandules.
Why don't you speak in English, Poppy?
One
arroz... You're trying to read it. If you got the menu's in Spanish and English.
One white rice, red beans.
One white red bean, okay. Well, what kind of meat you want with that one?
Maricon.
Huh?
Maricon.
Puppy, are you talking? Say it in English because you're not saying it right in Spanish.
Maricon, M-A-R-I-C-O-N.
You don't got? Are you sure you got the right menu?
Yeah, Las Delicias.
Las Delicias restaurant. Okay.
Yeah, and there's a picture of a stupid Puerto Rican on here, a monkey.
What, a stupid monkey? No.
No.
You don't talk to me that way. You have a nice day.
It's a green menu. It's a green menu.
A green menu? What do you mean a green menu? We don't got a green menu.
Yeah,
you have
it's
a good day.
Paper, you stupid asshole.
Wow, that was fucking great. Hey, puppy, you don't know what you're saying.
Oh, I hate it when they say, hey, puppy. Fuck you. I'm not your fucking poppy, man. God damn it. One Maricon.
I don't know. What is it?
Faggot.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, I think that guy is the Maricon.
Huh? Hello?
Yeah, I think that guy is the Maricon. Yeah. And you're a mierda shit.
Yeah, but what you need?
Come in front of me.
What happened?
Come in front of me, and I will show you. Okay. All right, done with them. So, yeah.
That was fucking great.
Yeah, I'm trying to branch out the Indian prank call premise out to different cultures now.
Yeah.
Because we need fresh ideas, man. You know? We need some fresh ideas.
I've been telling you that for years.
Yeah. So, there you go. That's a hybrid prank call, man. That's a fusion.
I think it was priceless, man. It's a
fusion prank call.
It's just a little sprinkling to make a fusion.
I'm like Wolfgang Puck over here. I mix Indian and Puerto Rican. Fusion pranks. That's the title of this episode. Fusion pranks.
Fusion pranks.
Shit.
Just a little sprinkling.
We got someone looking to buy a shower wall for my tub. A shower wall for their tub. What's a shower wall? It's like okay. I guess it's like a wall for your shower. I'm gonna give them a shower curtain. They say they can just have it. It's used. It's clean, but I used to jerk off.
You wrapped a body in it one time.
I wrapped my cat up in it.
And killed it.
See if I can.
And then now they're not going to pick off of, but at least we had fun with the idea of it.
They actually left three numbers in this ad.
Oh,
so they're really desperate for a fucking
they
wall.
They really want the shower wall.
God damn. Yeah. All right. Here's, let's try the other one. Hello?
Hey,
this is Maricon. How are you? I see you're looking. You're looking for a shower wall.
Shower wall? Yeah.
Yeah. This one is good. You can have it. It's got like these stains around like crotch level, going around it. You know, from whenever I take a shower, you know, the first thing I do is I stand there and I pee on the side. And so, yeah. And I like for it to hit the shower wall and then come down, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just kind of, you know, because you can pee in a shower. You don't even have to hold your pee-pee. You can just kind of let it go, flop around and everything.
Yeah.
So after a while, it left like those orange stains on here and I can't get them out. I don't know. You have a magic eraser? What's the matter with you, boy? Hello?
Hey.
Hey, you got a carrot in your asshole, in your butt?
Who?
You. Do you put a carrot in your butt and you eat it?
No.
Oh, I was just curious if you ever do that.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah. I like to pee in the shower. Is that why you need a shower wall to pee in it and it doesn't go everywhere?
I don't know.
Do you like to pee in the shower? Hey. Hey, boy. When you take a shower, do you ever pee in there?
No.
No, you always hold it for the bathroom? For the toilet? You never, like, go in the shower? Really?
No.
What about in the pool? You ever go pee in the pool?
No.
Oh, yeah, no one does that, right? That's gross. Yeah, okay. That's good. That's good. What are you wearing right now? What do you have on?
Who the fuck are you, man?
Do you have nice underwear on?
You gonna do a brain bleeding, you son of a bitch?
Yeah. Come on. Do you have nice underwears on?
Are you fucking gay or something?
No, I'm just curious. I'm not...
Seriously, what the hell I got on?
I'm not full gay yet. I'm just thinking about it, you know? So. I'm playing around with my sexuality.
I know it's playing around, man. I just get killed.
What'd you say? Have you ever... What? Hey, what...
Where the fuck you at?
What color is your underwear? Is it white? Do you have checkered underwear? Tell me. Hello? Hello? Motherfucker.
Who is it? I don't know.
Motherfucker. What's the matter with you? I'm not talking to you.
Motherfucker, what's the matter? I'm not talking to you.
Aren't you man enough to talk to me, you little shit?
No. Sure ain't. I'm ready to talk to your mom.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. Your call.
I hate you. Whatever. That guy sounded really bad, man.
That was fucking great. I'm sure they're like all oxycodone out or something with the loud TV on. Like, what the heck? Yeah. You know what it is? He's talking crazy. Some gay shit.
Gay. You know who this motherfucker is? Sound like I'm watching Jerry Springer. Is Jerry Springer even on anymore? Isn't it just that the bodyguard? Doesn't he have a
I don't enough? Know. I'm sure they made enough Springers to always run forever.
Yeah.
I went and seen the Springer show one time.
The last time I looked like 2 years ago, I think. I was flipping through the channels during the day, and it was the bodyguard had the show now.
Yeah, he has a show.
Steve, whatever that guy.
Yeah. Dummy. There was skinheads on the episode I was on, and I thought they were going to zoom in on me because I had a clean-shaved head.
Oh, you're in Chicago. Yeah, that's right. Is that the one
where... I was like, please don't zoom in on me, because the skinhead was like, there's somebody in the audience said, nobody looks like you or some shit. I was like, they're going to zoom in on me, and I'm going to be labeled a fucking skinhead. I'm like, I almost got beat up at work, running up on my one black buddy by his friend Panther.
Oh,
he was like, who's the skinhead motherfucker? No, I'm going to be labeled it on the fucking Springer show.
Yeah, it's going to be you, man.
Ah, it was great. They had like trannies and strippers and skinheads on the one I was on.
Wow.
Like, it was like, I have a secret to tell you or some shit. And it's so staged. You can see the people telling them what to say and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I saw like it was like 98. It was like when it was still they were still trying to pass it as, you know, legit.
Yeah.
And they had like the Klansman on there, and he yeah. just goes out of nowhere. He just no when he when they bring him out, you know, it's all a bunch of people booing him.
Yeah.
He sits down. And he goes, you know what, Jerry? I heard they're changing it to from Chicago to Chicago. I was like, yeah, that was awesome. That was like I wanted to like be upset about it. I was like, you know what?
Actually, funny.
You gotta give it to him. That was a pretty funny one.
That was he just said zing.
Yeah, Chicago. it's like I should hate this guy, but that's pretty goddamn.
But he's got a point there.
Crazy. He's a funny son of a bitch. Oh man, I think in the early stages, way early, that show was kind of legit. Still, I don't know.
Yeah. I used to like the Geraldo show of Beatdown when the riot, big riot happened. Yeah, I had that on a VHS tape when I was a kid.
Sorry. When he got you were caulking up.
He got his nose broken. With
yeah.
His
he got, did that. I would watch that shit again and again.
Yeah. And he was on for like a whole month after that with the fucking bandage.
Yeah.
Like a badge of honor. Like,
yeah.
He's such a doof. Like, remember when, during the invasion of Iraq, he was embedded. And he just started drawing a map like on a live read. He was,
yeah.
He started drawing up like a map of where they
like
were
where
in the
he
desert.
Is.
Yeah.
Send a missile here, dumb
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they were like, I remember they kicked him out and everything. They like took him out. Because he was sitting there, he was like scrawling in the sand. He's like, so if you look at Iraq, we're not supposed to tell you where we are. But if you look
but
at Iraq,
we're right here.
We're over right about here. And then we're going to be headed this way, going down this way, you know? And like the fucking the chiefs of staff just fucking freaked out about that. I remember.
Like, why did we let this motherfucker on here?
Yeah, there was some dude when that invasion happened. There was some awesome TV. I remember I woke up like I woke up at 3 a.m. to take a piss, and the TV was on in my bedroom, and they were like live from like this firefight like outside of Baghdad. I was like, oh shit! It's I kept watching it. Yeah, it was hard not to watch it. They're like, you know, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, the night vision shit with the tracer missiles or tracer bullets.
Yeah. Well, it was daytime. It was nighttime in like Florida where I was, but it was daytime over there. It was like morning.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it was really cool. And like the reporter was going from Marine to Marine, and he was like, so where are you from? I was like, I'm from, he was like, I want to give a shout out. Yeah. That's like, oh,
yeah.
Shit. Yeah. It was awesome.
To all my people in Chicago.
Yeah, all my people locked up to Chicago.
That would have been funny.
Yo, my Chicago niggas. Oh, man. Oh, shit. This should be like that, though, you think?
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, I'd always say crazy shit if they put me on TV.
Yeah. All right, here's what is this?
I don't know.
A sectional sofa in Chase Lounge.
For free?
For $350.
You gonna talk them down?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you got a Chase Lounge and a sectional sofa machine?
Yes, we sold that yesterday, and I had it supposed to have been removed last night.
Oh, I'll take it down. I'll give you $400 for it, motherfucker. If they didn't come get it last night, then, you know, it's over, right? It's my turn now, right? What do you think?
They haven't got it. I'm done talking.
What a dickhead.
He was very matter-of-fact. Yeah. You called him a motherfucker. He wouldn't have that.
I was going to ask him about stains.
I'm done talking.
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, does it have piss stains and pee stains on it? Sex.
Yeah, won't you blow your brains out and do the world a favor?
How many sexes do you have on it? All right. I'm going to blow my brains out.
Do the world a favor. Like, the world would notice if you blew your brains out. I thought there'd be a bunch of fucking sad nerds wanting to listen to the goddamn show.
Yeah, man. I'm Carlito.
That'd be the only people that cares.
It would ruin their Thursday night for sure.
Yeah,
at least one of them.
Yeah,
it'd make for a sad weekend of prank calls. That
yeah, like fuck, it sucks. Carlito's dead.
No, oh, here's an Indian restaurant.
Yeah, they're thinking about you, buddy. Rip, pour a little out for you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I got to figure something out. What to do in my prank call empire if I do die early.
Yeah.
If I get taken out like Tupac.
It might happen.
Yeah.
You're pissing off the wrong people out there.
Yeah. PSR guys.
Oh, shit. Those fucking guys. You're going to get that banned from the chat for saying it.
Oh, shit, yeah. Whoops. Oh, here, now looking back on the map in the, where are we? In Cleveland, here's another McDonald's.
We're right here if you want to send a missile.
If you look at Cleveland, then we're over here, and we're going to be going down this way. We're leaving the door unlocked. That's basically what that idiot did. Stupid. They was like, oh, I'm flabbergasted. They would censor me. He's like, you dumbass? Yeah, because we're in the fucking middle of a war, and you're on fucking international TV on MSNBC showing exactly where you fucking are and where you're going and all your troop numbers and shit. It's like, yeah, you think? Anyway, All Pro Window Cleaning. Let's ask them if I can bring the windows to them and get a discount or something. I don't know. I don't need them to come down here. I'll be more than happy to bring my windows to them.
They're gonna fuck you, man.
I should have said that tonight.
Hi, you've reached
when I the fucking Spanish place. I should have said la la la. I didn't even think about that. Fuck. Man, I'll call it back.
Yeah, it was like the number's not dead. You call back. It didn't blow up.
Yeah, they're gone forever now. We'll never have them. My God.
Master right. Shake threw it on the ground and it exploded. Yeah. Done with it.
Okay. Well, that was Delicious Restaurant. Yeah, we've given him enough time.
To simmer down.
I hope it's the woman. I'll do it to her first. Then ask her if she's what.
Broke the crust on her cunt.
Gross.
Alicia?
Yes, la. You know, I say that to the women. They like it.
Excuse me?
I say that to the women and they like it. I go la.
Oh, but that's a woman. I don't like it. What you want?
I want to just go down there and look at go whisper in your ear la like that.
Yeah, say that shit to the women, not me. I don't hear that shit.
Hey, man, I'm not a woman, man.
Hey, Poppy.
Hey, Poppy. Hey, Poppy, I'm not a woman, man. Not a woman.
No shit. Sorry, sir.
I don't like your thing.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Fuck it. I'll call him back and tell him that. Exactly what you just said right now. I made a mistake. I apologize. I thought you were a woman. Oh, well, what can you do? I don't know. Matt is. He's excited about
what?
Apple.
I didn't hear have any idea. I don't have any money and I don't watch television.
Well, they got a cheap version of the iPhone. You should get it, the C.
I got a stolen droid, so I'm cool with that. Play the fucking Simpsons game on.
Nice. It's a fun game. Simpsons.
It is.
Man. Yeah.
And I got to make a swastika out of fucking...
Too bad you weren't playing when me and Brad were playing. Brad was really into it.
He's still playing.
Is he really?
Yeah. I just visited his town today.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he was actually actively playing still. Wow.
Yeah.
My town's in there, but it hasn't been touched in like 6 months now. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's like chained. Yeah, because he like did shit in my town the other day.
He's got like the popsicle tower and everything, right?
He's got everything.
Yeah.
I don't have shit, but I like my little Springfield.
Little Springfield, man. Good times. All right. In New York.
The Fusion.
It's Fusion. Fusion restaurant to match our Fusion prank calls for the afternoon. Here we go. Probably out of business, too.
Yeah.
Well, someone paid the bill, at least.
Fusion.
La 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 la. Yes, I'd like to make an order.
Hello.
Yes, I'd like to make an order. La la la.
Okay, hold on 1 minute. Okay.
Oh, okay, monkey.
No.
God damn it.
Fusion.
You take island and you take spices. It's called Island Spice. Maybe it's not Hispanic. Maybe it's Jamaican.
It's Caribbean or something.
Dirty people.
Yeah. I like Jamaican food.
Cockroaches. Yeah, you should call Rwanda and talk about cockroaches.
Genocide.
You ever see that movie, Hotel Rwanda?
Yeah.
We should call them cockroaches and shit.
I don't remember the cockroach thing. But yeah, calling Rwanda would be funny. That's a genocide dream. Yeah.
Well, there was the whole thing. The guy from the UN's at the bar, and he's like, the guy's like, yeah, you know, so you got your one race of black people here and the other race, and we call them cockroaches. And it's like, you all look the same to me. And he's like, no, I am. Look at my skin. It's darker, and my nose is wider. I'm a cockroach. Whatever. Oh, my God. I'm going to hang up and call back. It's like the Susu and the Hulus or something.
The Hutu and the Tootsies.
Tootsies, yeah. One of them is, I forgot who the cockroaches were.
They were chopping each other up with machetes in the street.
Oh,
that show was wild.
They were driving over the bodies in the van, the church van.
Yeah. Once those fuckers get chopping, they just can't stop. Everybody takes. Yeah,
you know what? The code on the radio that the guy said was cut down the tall trees.
Uh-huh.
That was the code for them to revolt. Was cut down the tall trees.
Start the genocide?
Yeah, basically.
They're like, fuck it, we're doing it live.
Yeah. He got on the radio and said, cut down the tall trees. They're like, yeah.
And then, before you know it, they're fucking eating people and shit.
Yeah. That's a fun movie. It's a real feel-good movie, guys. Watch that.
It's right. Yeah.
Wow, man. Yeah.
Genocide. That's good for Frank Jones.
Genocide. It's tasty. Man.
Now with more tall trees.
Less tall trees. Man.
Yeah, they all got chopped down.
Yeah, that place left me on hold. They left the phone off the hook. What a bunch of dummies. All right. Caribbean, Puerto Rican. Here we go. Yoli's Puerto Rican cuisine. That should definitely be Puerto Rican food.
Well, yeah, it's in the name. No fusion there.
Yeah.
Hey, Poppy. La, 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 la,
hey, Poppy, la, la, la. Poppy. What the fuck that guy said? Yes, hey Poppy, how are you?
All right.
I wanted to make an order.
Yeah, what do you want?
One rice and beans.
You want to come and pick it up?
Yeah.
Okay. But you want? Why don't you just come, because like that you look at it. What do you want? Rice and beans and what else?
Tostones.
And what else?
One camarones and mofongo.
Uh-huh.
One maricon.
One what?
Maricon.
What's that?
M-A-R-I-C-O-N. It's a dessert, maricon. One. Hello?
Yeah.
One mierda. M-I-E-R-D-A, mierda.
Okay. What else?
One puta.
What else?
One sister.
What else?
One mother.
What else?
One Puerto Rican flag to wipe my ass with.
What else?
One stupid old woman mother of yours that I kick her in the wheelchair. I kick her down the stairs.
What else?
And I laugh at her.
What else?
That's it.
Have a good day.
Oh, bye, Poppy.
Okay.
La la la
la la la.
Wow. Yeah, like when he just stopped caring and said, like, yeah, fucking whatever. What else? You kick your mother down the stairs in the wheelchair.
And I laugh.
And what else?
Like, oh, that's it. No more.
That's my full order. You got all that? Root it back to me. Need stuff writing the shit down.
Hell yeah. Yeah, man. All right. Let me look for the Rwandan embassy. Let me ask them about cockroaches. I'm going to ask him if they got a cockroach problem. Rwanda embassy.
Ask him about the cockroach genocide.
Yeah. Do you guys have a cockroach problem there? All right, we're calling her if I could find a phone number. Uh-oh, they're calling back.
Oh, shit.
Hang on, let's see. Let me screen it in case it's a cops.
Okay, I've sent the caller to voicemail.
Oh, I forgot I don't have that microphone in. So
la, la, la,
yeah,
la,
they can't hear me anyway. Never mind, I forgot that. I didn't connect that microphone today. I usually don't in the morning shows. I gotta change my outgoing voicemail thing to la 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 for the prank calls.
So we're just gonna have to keep hearing this ringing.
Yeah, I send in a voicemail. See if they leave. I like it when they leave a voicemail. Usually it's an angry one. When we're lucky, they're like, "You motherfucker!" I get a lot of rednecks call back. That seems to be the biggest one. Like, "You motherfucker!" I'm gonna.
Yeah.
The number that I have comes up in Las Vegas, so. I had this redneck. I don't know if you heard the redneck recently who's like, "I heard this is a guy in Vegas that loves a cocksucker." And he goes, he says some shit like that. It's like, "I heard he goes to the fucking casino and sucks a cock." If I can find that, I can play it for you, but I don't see it here at the moment. The shit's funny. Yeah. I'll have to play it another day for you, man. I'm going to put these on a website. I'm going to put a collection of angry voicemails. That we've gotten
That'd
back.
Be nice.
Yeah, like that guy.
And they're all out of context.
Yeah. All right.
You wouldn't know what they were.
Yeah. All right, here's Ambassador Matilde Mukanampa Tabana in the Rwandan embassy in D.C.
You're going to talk about cockroaches.
Yeah, ask if they need help with cockroaches. It's not ringing. Come on, go through.
I'm sure it's going through a lot of and switches.
Yeah, it's got a long way to go. A lot of routing.
It's got to kick a lot of flags off and fucking get recorded.
Hey guys, hope you guys are listening.
Hugs and kisses.
Yeah. Nothing. That's a bum number. They have a different number here though. I'll try the next one that they have listed.
Goddamn cockroaches can't even keep their shit updated.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Cockroaches. That's new slang.
It's kind of pay their bills.
It's the new cockroaches.
Start calling people.
Your call could not be completed at this time.
Oh, my
Please
God.
Try again.
How embarrassing for the Rwandan embassy that doesn't have a fucking word. They don't pay the bills. They got three
like
numbers.
Little
Your call could not be completed at this time.
Wow. I'll try the original one last time. Maybe they're closed.
I've never heard that kind of recording that cannot be completed at this time. What, did they just turn it on?
What's the point of that? Right now you can't. Try it later. Yeah.
They get the generator fired up. The switch comes up.
Yeah. The calling window is between this time and that time. It's the whole triangulation thing. The cockroaches will be in. All right. Well, so much for that idea. That would have been great, but the Rwandans don't have a working phone number in their embassy in Washington, D.C.
That's a complaint you hear all the time. I'm always hearing that complaint.
Yeah, I could call the embassy of the United States in Rwanda, but I don't want to do that because it's the day before September 11th.
Yeah.
And, if I recall correctly, I think the Rwanda embassy was bombed right before 9/11, actually. I think the year before. I think that was one of them, right? There were like three embassies in Africa that got...
False flag attack.
Yeah, at the same time, yeah. And I think the Rwandan one
Goddamn
was...
Goddamn New World Order. Making us hit.
I know, so man.
They
know.
Can set up all the shit in 9/11.
Yep. Setting us up. Building 7 also. All right, here's Island Spice again. They put me on... They completely forgot about me is what they did. They fucking said... The lady said, "Wait a minute," and completely left me on hold. In the middle of the lunch hour, doesn't really bode well for this place.
Oh, Island Spice.
Yeah.
There was diffusion, la la la.
Hey, listen, honey, I called before and you went away for so long.
I know, I had customers. I had a lot of customers.
But why so long? Are you busy now, honey, baby?
No, I'm not. Oh. I had a lot of customers. I got to take care of them first.
Oh, what are you doing? Are you busy? Are you good? You good now?
Well, I'm okay now. Oh, you want to make the order?
Yeah, I want to touch your hair and, you know, rub my fingers through your hair and stuff.
No, I don't have no hair.
Oh, that's cool. I want to make an order.
Okay.
One rice and beans.
Uh-huh.
One Maricon.
Who?
One Maricon.
What's that?
Maricon.
Maricon. I don't know what that is.
One Mierda.
Mierda.
Yeah.
We don't have that. What we have today is jerk chicken, fried chicken, roast beef, stew fish.
Okay.
Brown stew chicken, curry goat, oxtail.
Yeah. You know the jerk chicken. You know, I figure you can eat the ejaculation of the chicken because if we already eat the eggs, right, that comes out of the vagina, and you can definitely jerk off the chicken and eat it. Whatever. Fucking stupid jerk chicken.
I like that. Dry with jerk chicken.
We're already eating the eggs.
So you're gonna eat the semen. Fucking, you're gonna suck a cock and get the semen.
We're gonna make little baby chickens in our bellies. But you can't. You know why? Because you know McDonald's takes the egg. They took the egg and they blended it together, the yolk and the white. As a matter of fact, we can't do that because the egg's all fucked up now. Oh, man.
Some shit I never heard about.
this breakfast, big breakfast thing I've never heard about before in my life.
Shocking scrambling process. Yeah.
Sacrilege. Oh, shit. All right. Well, I think I'm going to cut the show there. It's 1 o'clock. We've had some fun. I've been on for about an hour and a half. Good enough
for
me.
It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, Matt, thanks for being on. It was good having you, buddy. I'll catch you later.
God bless. Hugs and kisses.
All right. See you later, buddy. Bye.
Bye.
All right, kids. Well, thanks for hanging in there. I know I didn't check where Cresta Prank. I didn't check the chat room, really. I was a bad host. I was a lazy, bad host. But I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Just having a little bit of fun machine here on a Tuesday morning afternoon. I do hope to do a show Thursday. I plan. I give us a 84% chance of there being a Madhouse show on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern at our normal time. So look out for that. Hopefully that works out. If not, I'll be back some other point, you know? I'll be here. So la 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 to you. Have a good night.
Not too much. Not too much. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm.